Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens, or split. Gamble responsibly.
Well, it has to be big for a race meeting not to go ahead in Hong Kong, and that was the case last night when the midweek meeting was called off by the Jockey Club. Alan Hatzaken from HK Winning Factor, a website around Hong Kong, joins us. Hats, good morning.
How are you, mate?
I'm well. This is pretty big, isn't it? It's quite significant. This is all revolving around the protests that continue.
I think the last time I spoke to you, Andrew, about the protests, I said that they were scattered. If you weren't where they were, you wouldn't know they were going on. Well, that changed in the last few days. It's now becoming very difficult to avoid any of the protest action. Last night, there were 34 separate protests around Hong Kong. And the issue for racing last night, I don't believe that the Jockey Club felt there was any danger to people on course, but the transport situation was in chaos. Protesters are blocking roads all over Hong Kong. Difficulties around getting people and horses to and from Happy Valley were just considered too much. That was where the danger, the public safety came in.
Okay. So is it a case that these protests are getting now, I mean, when you say there's 34, it sounds an extraordinary amount.
Well, there was a young man shot in the stomach at point blank range by the police on Sunday, and everything has gone to hell since then, to be quite honest. It's dialed up 10 times what it was before, and it's happening 7 days a week now. It's happening during the day. There was tear gas fired off in Central on Monday at lunchtime in Hong Kong's financial district. You know, the equivalent of fire gas being fired off in Martin Place at lunchtime. It's got pretty ugly now and shows no signs of stopping. And where the issues are for the Hong Kong Jockey Club now, I guess, are mainly around Happy Valley. I think there's a feeling that Sha Tin is too isolated, surrounded by a river on one side, a big highway on another, and that the protesters are not actually targeting horse racing. So Sha Tin is probably okay. But we do, of course, in a couple of weeks, have the International Jockeys Championship scheduled at Happy Valley. And the same issues that came into play last night, presumably, are going to be in play for that night. So that's a real worry now.
This is a wider and harder question, I guess, Hats, relevant to not just us involved in racing and watching you and talking to people about Hong Kong racing and the build-up to the internationals, but is there any chance this could be solved in a quick time or not?
I think it's unlikely. There's too much bad feeling on both sides. It's an amazing situation that both sides seem to be losing the PR battle. It's ugly from the protesters. It's uglier from the police. So I would think that solving this in a couple of weeks is extremely unlikely. It's possible, but it would mean somebody has to step right back from their position, and that's really not going to happen. Yeah. As far as the international meeting itself, as I say, the feeling is that Sha Tin is not a problem. We'll get a test of that on Sunday when we have the three international trial races, all the best horses in Hong Kong scheduled to line up in those. But the day is also sponsored by the China Bank. So if the protesters are going to target anything around racing, it might be something like China Bank. So we'll get a guide on Sunday as to whether there is a threat to the international meeting. And, of course, the other issue around the international meeting will be how people feel about their personal safety coming to Hong Kong. As you know, the press, the owners, the visiting trainers and jockeys are put up in the middle of town at the Hyatt. And, you know, that's not too far from where a lot of these protests go on in Wan Chai.
Well, that was my next point. I guess, will it impact trainers from not here, not only here in Australia, that could be looking at it, but from, I mean, this is a true international meeting. It will be interesting the impact that it has in Europe and other places.
Oh, and especially somewhere like Japan. At the moment, it looks like around about 10 or 11 Japanese horses are scheduled to come for the international meeting, including Armand Eye, arguably the best horse in the world right now. And you have to think that the owners and trainers of those horses will take into consideration the safety of themselves, their owners, their horses. So if they then decide not to come, then it's certainly going to take the international out of the international meeting.
Yeah, it will. It will. And from the Hong Kong Jockey Club point of view, it sounds like, Sha Tin, the way you've explained it for people that haven't been there, that, you know, this weekend's meeting, unless it's the China Bank Link, there's no issue there. But those Wednesday Happy Valleys, from where Happy Valley is placed, it's quite vulnerable.
Well, the other thing is that the horses are stabled at Sha Tin,
yep,
and they have to be transported to Happy Valley. And if there are issues around the road transport, the roads being blocked, important roads being blocked, then that becomes more difficult. Now, my understanding is that last night or yesterday morning, when the horses needed to be transported to Happy Valley, the Jockey Club felt it was doable, but only just, and that really wasn't good enough. And I think that's probably an issue that's going to flare up again. As you say, Sunday, bit of a litmus test for whether Sha Tin is immune to this. But I think we'd have to think that Wednesday next week at Happy Valley, another test of whether racing there can go ahead in the near future.
Gee, it's silly. It's a lot bigger than racing. We're interested in racing, obviously, and we want to see the best lineup in December. But this is obviously an issue that has got far, far, far more extent in Hong Kong and China and close by to that area. And do you feel safe, Hat, without making it too dramatic? Do you feel safe?
Well, I live a fair way from where most of this is happening, so I do feel safe. I think if you are on the streets during the day, a normal business goes on. Even the other day when there was some drama in Central, people still went to work, people still ate lunch, people still did their normal things. But I've got to say that the last two or three days, it has changed from something that you shrugged about and avoided to something that is deadly serious and now is pretty much everywhere.
Understand, and you've explained the reason for that with that shooting that took place on the weekend. So, mate, our thoughts are with everyone there. I just say keep safe and look after yourself, but let's hope in some way that the racing can continue there. You've spelled it out, Hats, that it is very dramatic, and obviously people are seeing it reported on a daily basis now, and we've just got to hope that in some way it can get settled as soon as possible. Thanks for coming on, mate. And as I say, just keep safe.
Cheers, Andrew.